We're talking now with Tyler Norvell, Oklahoma Youth Expo. Tyler, 2022, a lot of promise for maybe a more normal OYE, whatever that is, but compared to the last 2 years, for sure.
Yeah, well, I don't even think we realize what normal is anymore. Just chaos is normal for us. I mean, even you go back to 2019, we had the PED outbreak with the Hogs. I mean, everything was normal, but we had to deal with a lot of different things. And then, you know, 2020, the cancellation, which is horrible. And last year, another PED outbreak where we had to show the guilts after the Bears. So this year, it's going to be fun to have the normal schedule. I'm very much looking forward to be able to have a guilt sale normal like we have during the Bears show. I mean, that's one of my favorite events and always has been. The number of people, the opportunity for those young people to sell their livestock, their breeding gilts. And so anyway, there's a lot of optimism around it, and knocking on wood, everything stays normal this year.
On the gilt show, in other words, or the gilt sale, you were going to, for the first time a couple of years, be able to get back to doing a in-person as well as online.
Yeah, exactly. Last year we had it in person, but it was a week after the show, so we didn't have the crowd we'd always had, even though we sold 120 gilts for $1 million. It was incredible. But this year we're going to be able to have the big crowd, have it on the fairgrounds, have it online, and just the way it was, and one of the most look forward to events of OYE every year.
Yeah, the entries, obviously, another record.
Yeah, they're phenomenal, the number of entries. I mean, 15,000 hogs entered alone, over 20,000 animals total. You assume well over half of those will show up that got entered. So the entries are great. The interest in the show's great. The sponsorships are up again this year, which is tremendous, and we appreciate so much. And it just goes to show how much the companies, the people of Oklahoma believe in this program, believe in our youth.
I know. It's amazing to me. You know, there's a lot of money flowing at that local, county, district level, but you get to this show, it is truly a tremendous event.
Yes, it is. I mean, there's a lot of local dollars, and that's so important to this, but I've always said and realized the stronger OYE is, the stronger the counties are, because the more interest here, the more people are showing locally, the more those businesses want to be a part of it, the local community wants to be a part of it. And so, you know, we've had, for the first time in my decade being here, we have multiple Fortune 500 companies that are here in Oklahoma and new reaching out saying, hey, we want to be a part of this. And so, you know, you try to get in the door and get in the door, and you don't have the right connection, and now the program just sells itself, which is a real compliment to everybody that's been involved.
And you know, what is the conversation with those companies as you talk about OYE? What's the value they see?
Yeah, well, you know, I always say, a lot of the companies that are here and a part of us, you know, they have roots in agriculture, which is very important. And those are the backbone of our program. But more and more non-traditional, non-agriculture companies are wanting to get involved, like you just mentioned, because they say, those are the kids we want to hire when they graduate. Like, we want to help them right now, but when they come out, we want them to recognize our brand, our identity, our company, and say, hey, they helped me when I was in high school or junior high or elementary school. I want to go to work for them. That's that kind of company. Because we all know there's the workforce issue in our state is one of the biggest issues facing the future of our state.
Right. Several years, we've been above $1 million. Another year like that, is that correct?
Absolutely. We'll definitely have $1 million premium sale. You know, used to, I'd get nervous when I promised that and said that. But this year, I know exactly where we're at. And I'd say there's a chance, I'm not guaranteeing, but there's a chance we break the all-time record of about $1.3 million. I'm not guaranteeing that, but I think there's a good chance we can pass it.
Going to be in that vicinity.
Yes, absolutely. We'll definitely be in that vicinity.
And, of course, along with that, you've got a lot of other money, six figures easily, that's flowing from the sponsors and OYE to the individual, to the kids.
Oh, yeah. We'll have that $1.3 million there, and then we'll have over $300,000 in scholarships and the gilt sale. You know, don't know for sure where it'll be. That just depends on the buyers and the market, but you'd think it would be well over $500,000, we would hope. If it's below that, it'd be a big disappointment based off the last 3 years. And but yes, very, very exciting about the money that's going to be shared with these young people. It'll be well in the seven figures.
And the money that is shared with the merchants and the folks here in the Oklahoma City, Central Oklahoma area, is incredible too.
Yeah. The last time we did an economic impact study, it's been several years, we were at $25 million, and we've grown since then. Price of everything's gone up too. So I would not be surprised if our economic impact's not well over $30 million now.
And, of course, we mentioned the fact that this may be closer to a normal event. A couple of years down the road, we may be in a little more chaos because of construction here on the fairgrounds.
That's right. The plan is after the state fair this fall, That is, the plan is to break ground on the new arena. And, of course, they'll finish the new arena before they tear down the old arena. So the next couple of years we'll still show in this arena, in the big house in Jim Newark Arena. But maybe looking at maybe like 2025, 2026, the opportunity to show in the new arena.
Of course, the biggest thing, maybe a little less parking, at least in that part of the fairgrounds.
Yes, there, you're right. And on that part of the fairgrounds, there will be a little less parking. Luckily for a lot of us, you know, we park on the north end of the barns and the east side, so it won't affect us as much as you'd say the state basketball tournament or events just in the Jim Newark Arena. But, yes, there will be a little less parking.
Are you feeling pretty good about the conversations you're hearing about the arena at this point? I've heard they've had to do a little bit of scaling back.
Yeah, they had to scale back a nickel, but nothing over the top. You know, they took out a few little luxury items, but still a lot of them still are in there. The biggest issue is going to be the sales tax dollars. You know, they got behind with the MAPS money because of COVID, but it seems like now they're catching up quick. We've also put in some proposals with ARPA dollars to try to enhance that and speed it up just a bit, and we still don't know about that because the state hadn't awarded that money or appropriated that money yet. So there's some opportunities to get caught up and get going on that.
Well, one last question. You obviously not only interact with folks in-state, but around the country as well. You've worked with California and some other states on their junior shows. What do they think of Hawaii?
They think Hawaii's the standard. They wouldn't be calling us if we weren't. I don't say that to brag, but we've got the best staff, not me, but the ones that work for me and work with me. They're incredible, and we're lucky to have them. And they look and they say, we want to be you. And I always tell them they're missing two things no other state has that we have, and that's Bob Funk and Jimmy Harrell. Those guys set us on a course to get us where we're at today. Right. And they kept us afloat 20 years ago when there wasn't much money in this. And I tell them, you've got to go find a Bob Funk and Jimmy Harrell. Well, their passion is your program, and they'll do whatever it takes to make it succeed. You know, they've set this up where this show will live forever once those two aren't here with us anymore. And we can never thank them enough for what they've done. But I jokingly tell everybody, that's what you don't have that we do. But they're trying, and California's getting better and better than these other ones around us. But the people that started Oklahoma Youth Expo were visionaries far before their time. It took 20 years for everybody to figure out it's probably better to have a nonprofit to run your show than your state government. And that's what we have here. And when COVID happened, that's what everybody called and said, how do you do what you do? And we started sharing our blueprint because, you know, we want to have kids. You know, we want to prioritize our kids in Oklahoma, but we want other kids to have the same opportunities across the country.